AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
As governor, I firmly believe that we cannot tolerate any types of violence directed towards citizens or any type of destruction of property.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says he will do whatever he can to get the city of Charlotte back to normal times. There's been violence in Charlotte over the last two nights after Keith Scott was shot and killed by police. Police say Scott had a gun. Some witnesses say he was unarmed. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the Justice Department is monitoring the events in Charlotte.
Every case is different, so I'm not going to be able to outline for you what would make us open a full investigation in Charlotte or when that might occur. But what I can say is that we are monitoring the situation and we're very aware of the issues.
Police chief in Charlotte says that Keith Scott's family will get to see the video of the shooting. Today in Pittsburgh, Donald Trump called for the city of Chicago to adopt police tactics that have been condemned as racial profiling. The city has seen a big spike in violent crime. Senate Armed Services Committee Chair John McCain says the Obama administration continues to go after failing policies in Syria, including trying to work with Russia.
President Obama sent his intrepid but delusional Secretary of State to tilt yet again at the windmill of cooperating with Vladimir Putin.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General John Dunford says he believes Russia bombed a humanitarian aid convoy in Syria earlier this week. A man near Detroit, Gregory Green, who served 16 years in prison for killing his first wife, was charged today with killing his two children and two stepchildren and torturing his wife. Yahoo says it is the victim of a huge data breach affecting 500 million accounts. The stolen data includes usernames, email addresses, and telephone numbers. Yahoo is blaming the hack on a state-sponsored actor. Wall Street, about an hour before the close, the Dow Jones Industrials up 113 points. This is AP Radio News. A top officer at the Pentagon is revealing more details about an Islamic State militant attack involving chemical agents. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
General Joe Dunford says a rocket that landed on a military base in northern Iraq yesterday contained agents that cause human skin to blister.
We assess it to be a sulfur mustard blister agent.
The Joint Chiefs Chairman told a Senate panel no U.S. troops at the base were injured. He says the attack was a concerning development, but that the Pentagon assesses Islamic State militants have only a rudimentary capability for delivering chemical weapons, and that the military's been striking their chemical facilities. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A Marine Corps fighter jet crashed into the ocean off the Japanese coast near Okinawa. The pilot ejected safely and was rescued. An official says the cause of the crash is under investigation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.